anyone ever told you you dream too big, that you have too many ideas, that you need to be realistic? What if there was a career and lifestyle that you could completely design yourself, that enables you to do what makes your heart truly sing and helps millions of people benefit from what you have to offer? One that provided you with all the money you need to thrive, not just survive. That is the life of an enlightened entrepreneur. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show, dedicated to the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide, with your host, Mariana Cooper, founder of Aha Moments, Inc. and ahamomentsinc.com. Her motto, oh yes, you can have what you want, and you deserve it too. Join us for the next hour and learn to trust your aha moments to lead the way to a passionate and purposeful life. And now here's your host, Mari.
Hello there, it's Mari, and Happy New Year. Welcome to the Aha Moments Radio Show for the inspiration, education, and celebration of enlightened entrepreneurs worldwide. And we made it to 2012, you guys, and to our new station here at Blog Talk Radio. I just want to warn you right now, this is 100% brand new, and even though we did a test show, I am technically challenged. So if there's a few little glitches along the way, I'm not trying to predict anything or to create a bad reality or anything. Just bear with us for tonight because it's our first show. And, of course, it's a big, giant, huge show because we have the wonderful Lee Carroll and Cryon on tonight. And, of course, we're going to get to Lee in a couple of minutes. I just want to go over a little housekeeping because we are on a new station, so there's some new buttons and new things to do. Hopefully, all of you who are listening in, also, you can see that you have a dashboard in front of you. You have actually a show page in front of you, and you can call in with your questions. It's a little different. I think you hit they'll give you a prompt, and then you can call in with your questions, and they'll put you on hold, and then my producer will check in with you to screen all the questions and blah blah blah, and I'll get a notice that you have your hand up and. Oh, we'll get to all of that, and it'll all work, and thank you also for emailing questions. I know we have tons and tons and tons of stuff to cover. The number to call in is 347-215-9485, so it's 347-215-9485, and so, and you know what, in the coming weeks, we're going to get more and more into all the nuances of this, because this whole show, this whole show system does so much more stuff than I'm used to or than I was dealing with on the last station. So we're figuring it all out as we go. So please just bear with us with all of that. As far as the replays are concerned, just so you know, you're going to come to the same page. So you go to blogtalkradio.com/aha moments and you'll get the you'll be able to, in about 24 hours, click on the archive button, and you'll be able to listen to the replay right here. So you don't have to really do anything. As far as I know, we will be on iTunes. We have a new page that we're putting up on iTunes, so we'll need another week to get all those details out. But, you know, with the end of a vacation, the beginning of a new year, and doing this show the very first day back into the office, oh, my goodness, I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm really excited. And we have so much to cover. I cannot believe that we actually are now in 2012. So this show is entitled The Energetic State of the Union / Universe for 2012 and beyond. And I'd like to say hi to Lee. Are you there, Lee? You're still on the line, right? Lee?
How about that? Here
okay.
I am.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Most people don't know the stress that you're under at the moment. You're doing such a good job because this is new for you, but you know what's going on here truly is that you're getting bigger, and I don't mean physically, I mean your energy, and you're going to have a bigger listenership. I've been on Blog Talk for a number of times, and it's a good station, but it allows you to do much more and reach more people, and that's what you're going to do.
Well, thank you, and I'm so thrilled to have you, and thank you so much for participating with our tele-summit, which was an extraordinary experience for all involved, or at least I think the majority of people involved. I know, you know, you have some happy ones and some not-so-happy ones, but I think overall, 84 countries and thousands of people registered, and it was amazing. So thank you so much for your contribution and for all your support, and I can't wait to get started tonight. I know we have tons and tons to cover. Can we talk a little bit about Cryon, just for the people who are tuning in who are not familiar with you and Cryon? Just hard to believe, but there are a few left out there, Lee.
Oh, it's not hard to believe. Listen, I'm in a little niche. When it comes to energetic kinds of things, when it comes to esoteric things, as they like to say in Europe, and New Age things, as they like to say in the States, it's a niche. Channeling is what I do. There's so much more than what I do than that. However, that is how I am known. 26. I've been doing it for 26 years, 23 publicly. So I've been around, I mean, doing this. And it's attractive to those who know what it is and are not offended by it and who understand that it's not a cult and it has a very powerful, loving message and it's quite real. The entity is Cryon, K-R-Y-O-N. That's also the place where you can find me, cryon.com, lots of free stuff there. And we are not a cult. I like to tell people that. And we don't ask for money. And
right.
And we give away a lot, and it's about good news for the planet. And so this has always been the message, never conflicting, never doom, always encouraging.
That's the truth. And I've been listening to you and visiting with you for, oh, my goodness, I guess since 1990-something.
Yeah.
90-something.
Uh-huh. Probably so. 92
yeah.
or 3.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's talk a little bit. One of the themes that we had adopted towards the end of last year was what I call the Lightworkers Toolkit. Because, you know, it's funny. I started out calling everyone Lightworkers, and that wasn't all that well received about 6 years ago. So I went to Enlightened Entrepreneurs, which then all of a sudden everybody started showing up. And then I recently said, you know what? I'm going to switch back to Lightworkers. And all of a sudden even more people showed up because everybody's claiming their Lightworkership.
Yes.
So I have indoctrinated what we call the Lightworkers Toolkit. So the first thing I wanted to ask you about was, and I saw something come out in a recent publication you had done, what's different for Lightworkers now that we've hit 2012? This is a really big question that's been coming up.
Well, you just pegged it, and let me just go back to what you told me. Okay, so you didn't use the word Lightworker because about 6 years, 5 years ago or something like that, it was not well received.
Right.
And now suddenly it is. So what has happened with that response, and that is my answer, what we are starting to see is, what do you want to call it, a confluence of energy that is allowing for the consciousness of what we believe to be better accepted, more reasonable, and also the people who have been butting their heads against this energy for so many years, you're one of them, and I am one of them, start to see it open up. And instead of it being an upstream swim, suddenly we've got a current at our back. And so what we're going to start seeing as light workers, and that is the question, it's going to be easier for us to accomplish the kinds of things we want. Now, I'm speaking to a group, and I want them to know that I'm not evangelical. I don't believe that most of us are. And the kinds of things I'm talking about, it's for us personally. We're not going to have the kinds of dramas and fears and all those things and the pushing that we've had to do simply to get from A to B with our philosophy of life, which, of course, goes against the grain of most mainstream. And this is what to expect. It comes with some other things that are going to probably occur just because we're into a situation which I'll call recalibration, mainly for light workers. But you're going to feel that your messages, whether you're at a party or with a friend or whether they're at a crossroads or whatever, of the fact that we have God inside and we've got some solutions and problems, is going to be met with a lot more agreeability than it has before. So it's so wonderful to hear you say that the Lightworkers Toolkit, the tools just got better. That's the answer. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Some specifics. I know one of the things that had come up, and this was something that, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, but it's just an example. Steve Rother had said something about us having a change in sleep patterns. Like light workers are now kind of being awakened twice in the middle of the night instead of one time in the middle of the night and those types of things. Are there any nuances that you think have changed just for our bodies, for our management of our energy, for
all of the above? And one of the things, let's start at the top. Management of energy is one of the first ones. You're going to find yourself. It comes in two categories. You can find yourself more tired or more energetic, and there are things you can do in each one. There will be some of you who are going to be up against a wall, not know what to do, and find out that particular eating thing that you've never been able to do, suddenly you can. That's going to clear things up. Losing weight will not be near as a problem, believe me, if you're serious about it. If you're a smoker and you want to stop, and that's if you want to, you're going to find it a lot easier. In other words, your body can start cooperating. But this recalibration that we're talking about is starting to hit a lot of light workers hard in certain areas, and that's health issues. Things that start looking like they might be a problem, headaches, and some of these are things where we're going to have to get through because we're having a recalibration going on.
Mm.
And the recalibration means that our cells are changing. Now, this is a slow process. It takes 3 months quite often for rejuvenation to take place in certain areas of the body. So we may be looking at 6 to 8 months of some uncomfortable things that I don't want you to get crazy and all, and they won't be major, but you'll find a difference, and you'll say, my goodness, we've gotten to 2012, and everything is so much better, and then suddenly I feel like this, you know. And so can you celebrate it? And we're all involved. I'm involved. Some of my friends are involved. In other words, it's just a change, and sometimes a small challenge, and you get through it, and you realize what's going on, truly. In my case, I've lost about 20 pounds, that's 12 kilos, the last few months. And I did it through a process, and I wanted to, by the way, a process that never worked before, a certain eating pattern. And now it does. So this is what I'm talking about. And not only did the body accept it, and not only am I not hungry all the time, but I got through it. So, and I've tried this like 8 times in my life.
Right.
Yeah, so these are the kinds of things that I'm talking about.
Why do you think that, with the weight loss thing, because I'm going through that same thing, and what I thought was working, all of a sudden, my body was saying, no, I don't want to do it this way anymore. I don't want to be abused into losing weight anymore. I want to do this with ease. I want to do this with alignment, you know. Mm-hmm. So how do we speak to our bodies, or is there a specific way to communicate with our bodies so we can get that information? Because it seems like our bodies are more intuitive now, or more in tune, or have more to say.
I think they are. I think that as you look around, use your first impression. What is it that you see or you've heard of, or that you really wanted to try, or maybe that you have tried before, and now you want to open this door and do it, try it again. I'm telling you, the energy is different this time, and things are going to work better. So I can't tell you what diet, because I really truly believe that we're all so individualistic. When you take a look around, and there's the blood types, and the Vedics, and the non-Vedics, and the vegans, and the, you know, all the, and the, so what is right for you is what is right for you. And then we get into real complex things, and that is your Akashic record, what you were used to in your last lifetime or the one before that. It all plays into your cellular remembrance and structure, how it works. And, you know, where you're from, basically. And
right. So
every single person has got a schematic for themselves that is different. So you can't go read a diet book and then decide this is for you. But there are a number of processes. In my particular case, I did a modified Atkins, which was not that hard, but it never worked before, and did this time over a long period of time, 7 months.
Wow.
And it actually, you could watch it work. I did not get crazy or hungry. I stopped eating bread. That's just for me, folks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It made all the difference in the world. I found out later that I had allergies to it. So who knew? You know, I love it. And that's how, by the way, that's how allergies work quite often, is you feed them.
You know, that makes sense. Yeah.
And so everybody is different. But the things that may not have worked, they're going to work this time. So use your intuition. So here we go, huh? We're asking you to not write a list, not get advice from the guru, but use your own intuition. What feels right to you? And then don't just discount it.
Yes, because I think that's what happens, especially mm-hmm. this time of year. You're looking at all the options. You're saying, okay, done that, done that, done that, mm-hmm. done that, done that, done that.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to do something. But
yeah, this goes for a lot of kinds of things. I mean, well, I get into, well, Crian talks about all the time the fear and the drama that stops us cold. And you might say, well, I'm not really a fearful person. Yeah, we all are. We're all afraid of doing something. We don't like this, or we don't want this, or we'll steer around this. And now we're starting to realize that perhaps that's not as bad as it used to be. And sometimes it's as simple as I won't, you know, we've just come to the holidays, and I have so many people say that it's just so difficult for me to go home because nobody understands anything I'm doing, you know,
yeah.
Especially if you're a light worker. So you go home and they say, well, how are you doing, you know, and have you been to church lately, and all these kinds of things that they want to know. And, you know, and you want to stand up and say, I am so in love with God, but I believe God is inside.
Right.
Instead of at a building somewhere.
Exactly.
And that's where the trouble starts, you know.
Yes.
And so families are difficult. So you've got drama involved there, and so you don't want to go home sometimes. I don't know who I'm speaking to here in the audience, but somebody's listening really, really well.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say, how about a situation where you lose that fear and you go home and nothing bothers you and you can present yourself in love and you know, you walk around with this bubble. You don't feel the drama. You don't feel the arrows anymore. And everybody, and you leave, your contribution is that you actually settle everybody down. So this is the kind of thing I'm talking about, real differences.
Yeah, fundamental shifts in energy, shifts in energy. That's phenomenal. So I think, so we take it from us light workers, and let me ask you this too, because this is a question that came up in the emails, and it's something that comes up all the time. Life purpose and alignment with life purpose. I personally have always felt like we kind of don't have one life purpose. We have life purposes. But what's your take? What's Crian's take on this alignment with that?
Mari, you hit it again, because and you generally do, because you're a very intuitive person. And we have to get away from the idea, in my opinion, that we are so singular. We have a singular bias. We look in the mirror, you got one body, one life, one name, all your life, you know, and even to the extent where you say, well, who am I? Well, I'm afraid of spiders. I've got I'm claustrophobic, and I will be all my life. All of this is beginning to change as we're starting to understand, and even the biology, and those who are biologists and doctors like Bruce Lipton starting to say, look, all of this is rewritable. It always has been, and we just think it isn't. Well, your life's contract or purpose or whatever starts out with one thing, and that is to find your higher self. In other words, to find out that there is something more inside than you ever thought. Once you have reached that place, it's whatever you want. And you're right. There are many life's purposes. There's not just, you're not born to do this. You're not born to settle this. You're not born with a heavy karma in order to suffer. All of these things are man-made. I guarantee it. You can let that be your mantra for 2012. These things are man-made. They're not for me. You know, so here we are with this answer. Your life's purpose will be revealed to you as the energy shifts, it will too. So you are not here to do one particular thing except to find that which is inside, which is your divinity. Past that, you can go anywhere and do anything and be successful at it. And in the process, you're going to spread something which I call a peaceful energy on this planet, and it needs it. We're planting seeds, so we're not restricted as a straitjacket into one life's purpose. If you hear those who tell you you are, there's nothing wrong with them or anything else. It's just that it's so hard for us to now understand we're getting out of a three-dimensional or four-dimensional existence into a multidimensional feeling. Just like spirit, just like God is multidimensional, this is where we're going. And that requires a lot of pathways, not just one, to understand that.
Yeah. So I always say that people are looking for their inner Oprah. If they don't hit legendary status, then the purpose doesn't count. You know, like just helping your kid with your homework, the homework of the day could be.
Well, let's talk about her. What was her life's purpose? And you could say, well, it's obviously she was supposed to be musical. Oops. She's supposed to be a weather girl. Oops. She's supposed to be an Academy Award winner. Oops, or no, that wasn't her purpose. Those were things that she did along the way, you know, and then she discovered her purpose was to be a catalyst for everybody else.
Exactly.
You know? And that took a long time. So you look at, look, I mean, what if she had said, I want to know the one thing I'm supposed to do, and then when she did it, stopped? What would happen then? You know, so this is what I'm talking about.
It's an evolution. She's allowing herself to evolve because she did her show, and then now she's moved on to the network and all that good stuff. So, you know, when we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk some about the whole everything going on globally, because that was another thing we've gotten so many questions on. And then we are going to actually attempt to get into this dashboard and actually talk to some of you live and take calls.
Good luck.
And we're going to do it. We're going to do all that. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Are you at a crossroads in your life? Facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third-generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here. I'd like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book called Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who've always known that other possibilities should be available, but haven't yet been able to create them as your reality? Well, I wrote this book specifically for you. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com now to begin this journey of discovery with me, as I offer you a free audio chapter as my gift to get you started. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Being You, Changing the World invites you to explore a totally different possibility that you may have never considered before. So, are you willing to step up? Are you willing to truly be you? Then join me at beingyoubook.com now to get your free chapter as my gift to you. I'm looking forward to our journey together. That's beingyoubook.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change the world requires?
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. the Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Hello, we are back. You're listening to the Aha Moments radio show. I'm Mari, and tonight we are speaking with Lee Carroll, who is the world-renowned channel of Kryon, and we're getting all kinds of insight for 2012 in our energetic state of the universe address. And Lee and I were talking on the break, and we wanted to talk a little bit. There was actually an email question that came in, so I'm gonna start off with that, and then we're gonna talk about all this stuff going on globally, Lee. Right? Go into some of that. So the question is, the continents of the Earth have a different and distinct energy, which can be felt when traveling around. Do they each have a different job to do in the shift, or if so, what is the role of Australia? And this is from Alexandra.
It's hard to answer all of that at the same time because there's so many issues. Australia, I'm finding, by the way, I'm more attracted to all the time. There's a lot happening down there. But it has to do with an overall energy shift. And let me just tell you, I was just in Peru, met with a shaman there who was quite influential in the movement down there as far as identifying what happened in Machu Picchu. He's written some of the best books, and I just spent time listening. When I go to these places, I don't say much. I normally just want to know what's going on. And it was very revealing to me because they're feeling the same kinds of things that Kryon has been talking about. Let me just give you an overall thing. Rather than the continents having a role to play, there has been I'll try to make this fast and easy. There's been truly an unbalance on this planet since any of us arrived. And it is unbalanced in what I would call not gender, but male-female energy. And we have been macho-heavy, and that is male-heavy, all of our lives, all of our grandparents' lives, basically for the last several hundred years, if not before that. It may go back even 600 or 700 or 800. And one of the issues is that the northern hemisphere has had this attribute in spades. There's a lot more of that going on in the north and the south. For whatever reasons, this is how the Earth has been segmented energetically. All of the wars that we have participated in, since you can remember, have been Northern Hemisphere wars. So, I mean, that's just one little item to show you what I'm talking about. There's been a lot of people who live in the Southern Hemisphere, folks, you know, and so what is happening is that this energy that which we have created, which you're starting to see, which Kryon has talked about for 23 years, is starting to balance that up. Kryon's not doing anything. The energy is starting to balance. There was a there's been many prophecies, but my favorite being that one of the feathered serpent by the Maya, is that the kundalini of the planet, that energy which is coiled, is moving southward. This is another way of saying, and when Kryon has talked about it in the book, that the wise divine feminine is starting to be revealed and realized. This is not woman energy. It's mother energy. It's not about gender, and I don't want to get the guys scared here. It's about being more gentle. It's about balancing. There's been statements that said, and you know, they're kind of trite, that said if women ran the world, we wouldn't have wars because they would never send their sons into the battlefield. And then you take back for a moment and say, well, that's awfully simplistic, but at the same time, you go, yeah, they're right. And now we're looking at something Kryon said. He said, there'll come a time when men won't either. In other words, it's not going to be acceptable. It's not an answer. It's not a solution. And to think that it ever was, we'll look back and say we were barbarians to ever have thought that, to fought those wars. We think differently now. We act differently now. And that's the beginning of peace on Earth as we envision it. This is starting to happen by this energy moving southward. From an area of India and Tibet where there was what I would call more macho wisdom, And if you take a look at how many female monks there are, you'll know what I'm talking about. down to basically South America and Peru, but the Southern Hemisphere. And so here's the answer to the email question. You're feeling it in Australia. It's going to be more balanced there. I don't know whether it was who wrote the question? Was it a male or female?
Female.
Okay. Well, she knows about Australian men in general. So that's going to soften a little. It really will. They're very outdoorsmen. They're very macho guys, and they're very proud of it. And this is, I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody, but I've been there, 8 times now. So,
right.
You know, and I've been to every major city in Australia except Darwin. So I've been there, done that. And I can tell you, it is a different consciousness, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area, and the people are lovely. But you're going to see it start to shift. You started seeing it at the tip of the earth when the miners came out of the ground in Chile. That country had never seen anything like that. The compassion factor shocked everybody. That's not, you know, what they normally do. And so you're starting to see these kinds of seeds being planted. There's going to be evidence of it everywhere. So that's a good way to start this, is to say this is what a lot of people are feeling, is this softening and this gradual elimination, very gradual, because it can take generations, of what has caused wars in the past and the hatred. And that, of course, brings us to the Middle East. I'm not going to talk about it yet because it hasn't been asked.
Well, no, you could go ahead and talk about it, because that was a question that did come up. And I'm sure one that everybody wants to know about, your perspective and Cryon's perspective on the Middle East and what's happening now.
I'll tell you what the perspective is, and I'll give you a statement that Cryon has made. He says that peace in the Middle East will never be brokered by a Westerner. We don't understand it. It's not our job. And it has to come from Middle Easterners. And this is going to make so much sense to certain people who are starting to really understand this. I've been in Israel a number of times, some of the other countries as well. And there are some unsolvable problems, they'll say, but they'll never solve them. The people are just, they hate too much, and it's been around too long, and there's 1,000 years of protocol of not liking each other. If I could point to our world wars, whether it's with Germany or Japan, I would like to ask you, you know, how much of that are we carrying around in our back pocket? And the answer is, well, none. That was our grandfather's war, you know, or our father's and mother's war. And that's not the way they think over there. This is going to start to change, and it's going to start with the young people looking around saying, what are we doing? And it might start in places like Syria and Egypt and maybe even Iran. In Palestine, they're still right now all slaves to the older generation with the old energy, and it is starting to erode. Watch it. Watch what happens slowly in Iran. Watch what's happening in some of these other places that have been around so long and nothing has happened at all, like Egypt. We don't like the violence. Nobody likes death and the sorrow that is there. This is often the way old energy has to deal with itself. And there'll come a time when we don't have that. I mean, and people will say, yeah, well, when is that going to be? Well, it happened in my lifetime. It's called the Soviet Union. Fell over almost without a shot. There was no civil war. And one of the largest superpowers on Earth simply went away. Consciousness prevailed. They started with something else, and they all looked at each other and didn't even know what happened when it took place. This is the kind of revolution that we're saying is possible. It has to do with consciousness shift. You're starting to see it all over. We are going to have peace in the Middle East. I don't know if it's going to be in our lifetime, but it's starting now. 2012, and especially in these next 18 years with this galactic alignment going on, is really the seed planting time. I honestly feel that we're going to start seeing this slowly, and you're going to remember this conversation as confirmation of this. There are always times we step up, a couple steps backward, a few steps forward, so it's slow. But you're going to see something better, not worse.
It just seems like everybody's jumping on the let's have a movement, let's get everybody out in the streets, let's stop or start everything, let's fight the police. It seems like every continent has their uprising from
New York. You know why that is? They're tired of the way they see it, especially in these places that don't have they're not sharing their wealth with the people. They don't have the kinds of free say that we do. They would like to be able to choose their leaders and have a meaningful life. They want hospitals. They want good streets. They don't want guns everywhere.
Right.
You know, they want schools. You know, they don't want war. This is, everybody's looking at me and saying, oh, well, there's going to be now war over there because they're upset, and now they're going to break the peace treaties with Israel. Don't be shocked if the young people take over and the first thing they do is take a look at these peace treaties and make them work, you know. That's
right.
What they want. They don't want war. They know better.
Yeah.
This is. There may be a few, and you're going to see some saber rattling coming up soon by the old guard in several places. Crying says, just be aware of it, and it's just going to look stupid, and it's not going to help anybody. And the young people know this, and that's why the more of them and the fewer of the old energy folks there are who have been responsible for this, and they're just not going to let them happen. Not long.
You know, it's interesting because one of the things, and tell me if this is something that Kryon has actually talked about, there's so many predictions. And I don't know what's going to happen to people now that 2012 is here and we're not all dead. Is there another time in history? Like, what's the next, quote, 2012? Is it?
Well, we're not there yet. You know, for the uninformed, the year 2012, they'll say, well, it's here and we're fine. We're not, you know. No, you've got about 12 months before the real doom and gloomers get their realization of nothing happening. That is on December 21, which is the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere,
mm-hmm.
is, of course, the middle, the so-called middle of the galactic alignment. It's actually not the middle, according to astronomers. That happened about 10 years ago. But it's the one that the Mayans pointed to. It's the ones that the historians point to. It's the one that the History Channel, who is completely uninformed, talks about Nostradamus, who didn't do anything and hasn't done much since 87, but they keep bringing out all the old quatrains anyway. But that's the one that people are going to look for next. So the answer is the scary one is December 21, just because it's been manufactured that way, not because it is scary. It isn't at all.
Right.
And I'm going to be in Hawaii, where Lemuria used to be, celebrating.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. We're going to be celebrating the fact that we made it, that we've turned the corner, and that this particular scary thing that was all supposed to happen. And what are you going to do when on the 22nd of December and you wake up and the world is still there? Will you have a little glass of wine or apple juice or something with me? And I just say, look, you're right. There's nothing happened. Let's get on with it.
Well, you know, that's a great thing. And I want to ask you then about Earth changes, because that was something else that's been really, people have been very concerned about, you know, where's the next tsunami? What's the next hurricane? Are we out of that phase where we have these massive, what seem like a string of massive disasters? Are we just starting? Is there any insight on that?
There's lots of insight. You're not the lock to answer.
Okay.
This weather shift is the beginning of a small ice age. It's a mini ice age, not a big one. We've gone through these before many times on the planet, even when civilization was here, but not in modern times.
Mm-hmm.
I show evidence that global warming is not exactly what they say it is. In fact, global warming is the precursor to this mini ice age, and most of the geologists know it. And now it's starting to come out that there's actually been information hidden from us about it, just because it didn't follow the protocol of the global warming scenario. And, you know, there's political stuff as well in here. So what it means is that we have a cooler ocean. We're going through a rejuvenation of the life on the oceans. This is very controversial. I walk people through it. It takes about an hour and a half. But basically, our oceans are being refreshed. It's not the first time. And there is not a system on this planet which is self-preserving forever. It doesn't last forever. It doesn't operate forever. Machines don't, and neither do systems. The reefs are not dying because we poisoned them. All they're dying because it's time, and they will rejuvenate themselves. Now, we probably helped make it worse with our stuff, and we should clean up the pollution, absolutely. But we are having a rejuvenation of life in the ocean. It's called the mini ice cycle, and it happens maybe every couple of thousand years or less, maybe 1,400, 1,500. So it's not something that we are seeing. That we only have evidence of it in ice cores and rings of the trees, but the evidence is there.
Mm-hmm.
Pravda in Russia called it first. They said it's coming. I was so glad to see that. That was about 6 years ago when they said it, because that's what Crying was saying, and everybody's looking at us cross-eyed. Now, What it means is bigger storms and more of them. It means it's going to get a little colder in certain places eventually. So that's the extent of it. If you live where storms are, you learn to move, or you learn to batten up, or you learn to do something. We're very, you know, we make adjustments. we're supposed to, anyway. Every time I go to Florida and watch them rebuild in the same place with the same spindly homes, I wonder what they're doing, but that's their choice, you know. there are things that you can do to survive these things, these hurricanes and all. You can build on stilts, and you can build with cement, and you can do all kinds of things if you want to spend the money. Most people don't. So you have a choice, and we all have a choice, to get out of the way because it's very slow. Yes, there's going to be more of these things. So earthquakes, it's the same. Unfortunately, earthquakes are a result of the ice poles partially melting, which they always do as part of this refreshing, as to cool the ocean. The ice becomes water. It moves, and the thin crust of the earth shifts the weight from the poles to the oceans. And so there's a shifting going on. You get earthquakes, you get volcanoes, you get tsunamis. There's going to be more. And it's not an end of the world. It's not big catastrophe. It's not huge, horrible things where you have to batten down the hatches if you don't, you know, if you're not in hurricane season. It's something to just be aware of.
Right.
Because if you know it's there and you expect it and you know why, and things are happening in a way that they were going to anyway, and it's cyclical, then there's no fear. And you start to understand. I would hope that we would be ready to help people when they need it. Expecting that it's going to happen, that the government understands there's going to be a few more catastrophes, and we got to have everybody in line to help everybody. So that's the action I would be looking at.
I want to talk. We're going to go to another break, but one of the things that I think comes up for light workers, and I may have mentioned this in the last time we spoke, but it bears mentioning again, is some people don't like to prepare because they feel like they're creating the reality of it happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what I'm hearing you say, based on what Cryon is saying, is do prepare, but with a sense of consciousness and...
It's compassionate preparedness.
Okay.
So what you're doing is not preparing for the worst, but preparing for the reality of what you know is taking place on the planet. And here's how I look at it. And if you really want to get esoteric, and again, there are explanations for this. The refreshing of the ocean, the life in the ocean, is for us, if you think about it, because that's... We're not, you know, be aware of that we've overfished this, that there's certain places already where the fish are coming back. Millions of salmon where they never were before in Alaska. That's very close to the poles. That's part of the refreshing cycle. We're starting to see Antarctica wake up and having, I've got articles you won't believe about the life cycle and what Antarctica, what's going on there. And it's starting to feed the planet through underground streams. This is all science. I didn't make it up. This has not been channeled. So there's a very good thing happening to this planet. So it means that we're going to be shuffled around a little bit. There's going to be bigger storms. If you live in a place like that, having a wood stove instead of an electric stove is not alarmist. It's realistic. You know, ask anybody in the East Coast, especially Midwest, who has to go through storms and power outages. They all, you know, have they caused them by having a wood stove? And the answer is no. So what you do, and this compassionate preparedness, too, is, I mean, get ready to help people. If there's going to be a large swath of people affected by a storm, for instance, you know where the storms are. We can be a little more prepared than we were before. It won't take us by surprise.
Exactly. Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. All of you who are waiting on the line to ask a question, we are going to do that in our next segment. So please don't hang up. And as my producer answers the phone, please don't hang up on him either, because he's just trying to get information from you so that you can get put through to me. So if you would like to call in with your question, it's 347-215-9485. That's 347-215-9485. So we're going to take a quick break. And you're listening to the Aha Moments radio show. I'm Mari, and we'll be right back.
Ever get a hunch about something and ignore it, only to find out later you were right after all? Do you know that you're intuitive but need help interpreting what you get? Need quick answers to burning questions but don't have the time to wait for a private reading? Then Mari's Intuitive Living Oracle Cards are the tool for you. 45 gorgeous laminated cards and a full book of interpretations come together in a beautiful velvet bag. The cards have been designed and energized to give you the answers right now. No more sleepless nights weighing pros and cons. Ask the cards your questions and see what message your intuition has for you. To learn more and get your deck now, go to the store at www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Intuitive Living Cards now. That's the store at ahamomentsinc.com. The answers are truly within your reach.
Are you at a crossroads in your life? Facing big decisions about your life purpose, business, relationships, or other major issues? Are you wondering why you may be delayed in getting what you want? Or if you have special guides who are helping you? Then investing in a private intuitive reading with Mari is just what you need. As a third generation spiritual intuitive, Mari has worked with thousands of clients over the past 18 years. During your private session, you will learn who your guides are, receive insight on the core issues that need attention, and get new perspective, clarity, and inspiration on what to do next. To register, go to www.ahamomentsinc.com and click on the Work with Mari tab to get all of the details. There are a limited number of spots each month, so go to www.ahamomentsinc.com for yours now.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here. I'd like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book called Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who've always known that other possibilities should be available, but haven't yet been able to create them as your reality? Well, I wrote this book specifically for you. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com now to begin this journey of discovery with me, as I offer you a free audio chapter as my gift to get you started. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Being You, Changing the World invites you to explore a totally different possibility that you may have never considered before. So, are you willing to step up? Are you willing to truly be you? Then join me at beingyoubook.com now to get your free chapter as my gift to you. I'm looking forward to our journey together. That's beingyoubook.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change the world requires?
We are back, and you're listening to the Aha Moments radio show. I'm Mari, and we are chatting with Lee Carroll tonight during our Energetic State of the Universe address.
Mari, I had something to interject.
Oh, okay.
Right before you get to the business of doing what you do.
Okay.
Every time you say the Aha Moments, when you first started doing this, when I was on the air with you before, I swear the program was called Haha Moments. And I now, it all, you know, and I'm realizing how stupid I've This was my part. So it's aha, everybody. Just my little okay.
You are so funny. That is hilarious. The Ha Ha Moments Radio Show. Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. You know what? At this point, it's especially today. With
especially
my head
today.
Spinning off my neck with all the stuff going on.
Oh, dear.
Yes, so I'm going to pick my head back up, back on my shoulders. Here we go. So we are going to take a couple of callers. Thank you so much for waiting on the line. So I believe we have Donna in British Columbia. Donna, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
How are you?
Yay, technology.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, too. What's your question?
For Lee, and I'm looking so forward to being in Yours and Cryon's presence this Sunday. I'm so excited. Asking for putting intent out for a healing this week. If it happens, fine. If it doesn't, that's okay, too. My question is, Lee, I've been trying and hoping to be a channel for a loving energy I've invited to come into my life. I'm at the point now where it doesn't matter anymore if it happens or if it doesn't. This last week I felt a big change happening in me. Now, do you think this will ever happen for me? I remember you saying something one time that if it's not in your life contract, if you didn't write this in for yourself, chances are it won't happen, but I believe you can change these things.
Donna, you not only can change it, is that you look at the page that you're writing on, and that page now, instead of deciding what you think should be on it, why don't you make it blank and see it as the most loving thing that could be. You have said to yourself, I'm willing not to have it now. That our willingness to let it go often is the catalyst for bringing it in. So when you really are aware that you are your own strength, and when you get to that place where you can say, it doesn't matter, I love myself, I love my life, all is well. If it comes, it's good. If it doesn't, it's still good. That is when you're going to start seeing it come in, because you have taken the boulders out of the road, of the path that it's going to come in through. So right now, the boulders would be, self-worth issues, which is one of the things that I know you have. The healing that you want, I'm quite sure, is also possible. Let's look at that on Sunday. I'll be in the beautiful Okanagan Valley near Kelowna in B.C. this coming weekend. It's one of my favorite places. What's the weather like there, Donna?
We've had a fantastic winter. No snow right here anyway. Yay. Where we are. And it's just been awesome. Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you.
And, it's going to be so good to see you again.
Good. Yes, thank you.
I know the last time you were here, the building, the energy was just unbelievable.
We'll do it again.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Donna. Thank you. So, good question. So, let's take one more caller. Let's see. Carolyn from Ontario. What's going on over there in Canada? Carolyn, how are you?
Oh, lots of snow.
Oh, boy.
A lot of snow.
Over. Well, Happy New Year.
The opposite side of the globe, so in Canada. Basically, I have a question for Chiron, and that would be to, I've been, ever since I called, I've been trying to figure out how to put this. Like, I know that I've got all these steps to do. I'm not sure that I can say that I'm a light worker, but I know what I have to do. What I would like to know is, am I going to be ready for all these changes? Because I know I'm mentally preparing for everything in cycles. Now, you threw a curveball at me, too, with this mini ice age.
Don't worry about it, but it is good. Of all the people that I know, Canadians are ready for cold. So just be aware that you might have more of it, but it can't get a whole lot worse than it is. Might last longer than it normally does. I want to address your issue. The fact that you are awakening to ask this question, to listen to this show, to actually pick up the phone and dial that number and be then received by us, everything is synchronistic that says that you are totally and completely prepared. And there is nothing that is going to shock or surprise you because you are ready for this shift. There is a... a channeling, if you choose to read it or listen to it on my site. They're all free. When you go to my free audio, it's called The Process. If you go to the part that where the crying.com/channelings, it is written, called The Process. It was given just a few weeks ago, and it really does start to tell you how to begin. And it is not that difficult. It's just commitment, whether you really want to make the change or whether you're just dipping your toe in the water to see if it feels good. In your case, Carolyn, you're not dipping your toe in the water. I think you truly, you're truly ready. You say you're not a light worker. Anybody with a consciousness who says, I want to know more about the divinity inside myself or that which I don't understand is a light worker. So you're working in light and not dark. You're starting to awaken to these things slowly. Don't be afraid of them and go slow.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Carolyn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, so let's do one more, and then we're going to talk some more about all the different changes going on this wonderful planet of ours. I don't know how to say your name perfectly, but I'm going to try. Joanne from California.
Yes.
How do
Hello.
I say your name? Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. My name is Joanne.
Joanne, okay, perfect.
Yes, and I would just like to ask, what are the three most important core issues to be mindful of in the coming year for me?
I think they're the ones that for everybody, actually, because I don't do private readings, although it might sound like I do. Really not. That's not what I do. The core, the three core issues for everyone who is starting or not starting, if they've been light workers for a long time or not, this is a new energy. And so all of us, no matter how long we have been doing whatever it is we're doing, as we say we're doing as light workers, are faced with the same issue. You remember what it was like when you first showed up at a new school? We all have the same issues with that. You're not quite sure where anything is. You're creeping around. You don't want to make mistakes. You're a little anxious.
Yes.
And this is how we're feeling. And so the first core issue that I would say is know that the energy is shifting and nothing is wrong with you. That's number one. That's going to take you a long way. Number two, expect change. So we don't like change either. Just when we feel we've got it figured out, we don't like things to move away from us. We don't like them to shift. We go to our favorite restaurant we've gone to for 10 years and they have a new cook and a new menu and we go, oh, no! You know, so... This is the kind of thing. So that's number two, and that is to expect change. Number three is the hardest one of all, and we are always faced with this, but more and more it's going to help the planet, and that is learn to relax and love yourself. This love of self means that you've got to take yourself out of, this is not for you, dear, because this, I'm not giving a private reading for everybody, but we tend to put ourselves as victims quite often. Things are happening to us, and we don't have any control of them, and this is this is a perception of lack of love for ourselves. When we realize we truly are in control, we're in control of everything. If something happens in your life that you didn't expect, is it going to affect you if you don't want it to? And the answer is emotionally, you don't have to do the kinds of things you've done in the past or react to those ways. We are really in control of how we feel about everything that comes in our bubble. And so this is how I like to look at things. Now, there's more of them. I can't think of them right now, but you've asked me for those three, which I think are the most important, and I think they're the generic to everybody at this moment, only because we're all facing the same issue. And then, personally, everybody has the kinds of things, the health issues that some of us are facing. Some of the other things that might have just started, don't be surprised if there are some relationship issues that come up, because we are starting to shift. And that just takes patience. So lots of things that are going to go on in these next, I would say, months and perhaps years, that all of which are going to help the planet and us.
Well, thank you, and blessings back to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I think we are going to pick up some other opportunities to get some more information from you, Lee. Now I'm going to just hold with the questions, the live calls a little bit, because I know we had one email question that I wanted to ask you about, because someone was asking about the, let's see, she said, I would love, her name is Jill, and she said, I would love to learn more about the specific form of numerology that Kryon often mentions, and she wanted to know if you had a reference book or tapes or a site or something that people could understand. So I think numerology is pretty important. So what's Kryon's take on that?
I like the question that she has put, because it has no answer at the moment. There's no central source that says here's how it works and here's what it is. And let me just give you a little background of why that is, and the kind that Kryon has used through a mentor that I found. Numerology started out in high math. I don't know, most people don't know that. I think it was something occult. You know, they see the movies where you've got the shamans are casting the stones and all those kinds of things, and that's it. No, it started with Pythagoras, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he was into it, and it was because it's a study of the energy of numbers. But because it became, because it's energy and it is not tangible, as in the solutions of 3D mathematics, it got put away. But you'll find that the Greeks had a lot of it because of that. The Egyptians, you'll find it in the Kabbalah. It's Vedic, India. So there's all kinds of it. The basic, what Kryon uses are the basic nine numbers. This is 1 through 9, 0 is not included, have specific energies to them. It's oversimplified. Kryon likes to simplify it so people will understand it. Then they can go on and study it from them. The kind that Kryon uses, the kind that I learned, and the kind that Kryon led me to, was Tibetan. And so these particular numbers are identified, and you can see generically on the website, but pretty commonly, 1 through 9. You can also, I'm not here to sell books, really I'm not, guys, but my latest book 12, The 12 Layers of DNA, has a place where it identifies them all, so if you happen to want to get a friend who has a book or something. So that is what we're looking at right now. That's the explanation. I would love to have somebody come along with a numerological book. I'm really not the one, because I'm not the expert in it. I only am the one who is using it and exposing it, which is very, very common to what I do.
Well, I appreciate that, and that was a great, I think that's a great answer. And of course, we're here to sell your books. We want everyone to know.
All right.
You may not sell them, but I'm selling them. Tell them what the book is. Sell the book. Go ahead.
This is I've got 15 books in 24 languages, and the last one is called Kryon Book 12. Isn't it odd that I have 15 books and I call that Kryon Book 12? Go figure. It's called The 12 Layers of DNA, and it is the exposition of what Kryon says in our DNA, how it's segmented, and what it contains. It's there's been no information given like it. It's brand new. I mean, it's been a year old, but the information is quite new.
Fabulous. Okay, so they can get that at Kryon.com,
Kryon.com,
right?
Sure. We have a store there. Go find it.
Kryon.com with the www in front. I'll say it again before the end of the show if you missed it. So Lee doesn't have to. Lee, you can be very comfortable. I'm taking over the sales process. So speaking of selling, let's talk about this currency. I know that in our last time when we spoke, we talked about the euro and the dollar. And can you talk a little bit about the financial markets and what Kryon's
taking?
Well,
let us talk not about the financial market, as everybody wants to know about that, but more about what is signifying what you're seeing.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is 50 years ago is when the European Union's a committee decided they wanted to try something. They wanted to try something at the end of the war, of World War II. It was slightly after that. It was 10 years after that. They were still trying to rebuild the cities, and they're gathering together and saying, what can we do to keep this from happening again? And they said, could we unify Europe so it would never divide itself again? That was their goal. What could we do? And it started with not financial, but it started with dropping the borders, putting together a union that traded and had one trade agreement for all of them. That then led to the euro through a common currency. And that then became a financial market of its own. And you might say it is the great experiment. It is one of the first things they've ever tried in Europe where they put the nations together instead of pulling them apart. And it has worked. There has been no war since then. A lot of people said there would be, and it should have been at the millennium shift, but there was not. The euro is in trouble sometimes and not in trouble sometimes. They are honestly doing something never been done before, taking strong countries and weak countries, trying to put them together. And, you know, the naysayers and the conspiracists will say, yeah, this is all part of world government. I would love to meet you in about 300 years someplace and show you what happened. Because they said the same thing about the United States.
Mm-hmm.
One currency, coast to coast, world government. Europeans were scared to death. You can take it like you take it. But this is part of what's going on. We're starting to see the euro is going to survive, and they're going to change it and do what they need to do in order to make it survive. You know, when the United States started, if I could take you back, let's say, 20 years, 25 years into the United States, were we done yet? How many amendments did we have? Did it all work? We even had a civil war to decide, mm-hmm. you know, what we were going to do. So, you know, it doesn't come easy, and the euro is going to be a similar thing. It's not done yet. So everybody says, well, you know, it obviously failed. This is the first time they've had a trouble with it. So, you know, give them some space to correct some problems. South America is starting right now. As soon as Venezuela is done with its dictator, they're into talks, and the talks are how can we drop the borders? I think within one or two generations, you're going to see the beginning of the great South American states, and that is one visa for all of them and eventually one currency. They are putting things together. There was a time, by the way, those 13 countries all had dictators. Now, you might ask the question, how come they don't now? Why is there only one left? What is the energy that would have caused that when for hundreds of years all they did was have control with dictators, and then suddenly they don't? And that suddenly, it's happened over 50 years. But still, 50 years is a drop in the bucket to human history.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are looking at some things people don't often look at or think about. This is going in a direction, guys, that is a good one. And it's slow, and it doesn't always look the way you think it should. But back up and look at the overview, and then celebrate it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I know we have about 4 minutes left, and one of the things, I don't know how short, because I'd love for you to do a little wrap-up of your just overall perspective of you know, kind of where we should move forward from here. But I did want to ask a little bit about the kids, the Indigo kids, and anything that folks can do to help kids assimilate this energy, because they're so sensitive, and I know that there's a lot changing.
It's almost too late. There's too many of them.
Right.
They're going to take over. Just be aware that there's more sensitivities in the young people than there ever has before. Shut up, sit down, doesn't work anymore. I'm an adult, you're a kid, doesn't work anymore. You're going to have to sit eyeball to eyeball and listen. That's the advice. And you're going to find inside there a whole lot of more intellectual stuff than you ever believed could be, a lot more understanding and wisdom. Well, that's what we're starting to see. And this might wrap up here, is changes in the planet we didn't expect, number one. Human nature itself is changing. And if you call yourself a light worker, this is where you go to work. This is the worker part. And when you go to work and you work in a new place, there's always adjustments, there's things to figure out, including why we feel different, why we're waking up more, why we have a health issue all of a sudden we didn't before, how to solve problems that we never had before. These are the kinds of things that are going to keep us alive and keep us working here on this planet for peace on Earth. It's time. The time that we've waited for. If you feel you're an old soul, that means you've gone through many, many lifetimes where you waited for this, and now it's here. And so that is what we're teaching. And so make the best of it. Expect to work. Expect to live a long time. Expect answers. And expect the love of God in your life.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That's brilliant. And this is your official invitation to please come back and give us an update, maybe in a couple of months.
You got it.
We'd love to have you back. Thank you so much. So everybody, I was going to call you Cryon Lee. Tell us your book one more time.
The 12 Layers of DNA.
Okay.
Lee Carroll.
The 12 Layers of DNA. Lee Carroll, go to his website, www.cryon.com. And we've come to another end of the show. If you notice, we've gone a little bit over. That's one of the wonderful things we have on our new station here. We can kind of extend things if we need to, and it's so worth it to get every little ounce of play.
So, Mari,
thank you.
Mari, you're staring at a screen you never saw before. You're doing a national radio show. This is the first broadcast, and you're going to school for the first day. You did good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's our first one of the new year. We did 50 one last year. So this is just, it's a wonderful way to get started, and thank you so much. So everybody, we will be meeting with you next week, the same time, same place. And you know, if you want to get the replays, you can just come right back to this platform. So have a great week, and we will see you next week. Have a great night, everybody. Take care.
You've been listening to the Aha Moments radio show with your host, Mari. Be sure to visit her blog and website at www.ahamomentsinc.com. That's A-H-A, moments with an S, inc.com. Also join Mari on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ahamomentsinc and Twitter at twitter.com/ahamoments. We can't wait to see you there.